they're just on the go. They get to see the monuments. They get to be involved in student discussions about current policies, current issues, things like that. Some years they get to meet the representative, our representative and our senators. They were on Easter recess this year, so we didn't get to see them, but we met their staffers and had about a 45-minute long conversation with the staffers there. They run into the weeks are different, but they, you know, sometimes they meet different cabinet members. I don't think that happened this year, but so it's just the week is just a really long week for them, but a really rewarding week for them.
I'm Fran Abbott, and my favorite part was going to the Holocaust Museum. I thought it was a necessary thing for people to see just because all the facts are so astounding. And I also liked that this whole week inspired me because before I was iffy about politics. I thought it was a messy subject and never really wanted to get involved. But this kind of made me realize the importance of opinions and self-voice and that they can lead to changes.
Fran, I heard you ask a very pointed and a tough question to staffer for Representative Don Young.
Yeah, I asked him what his reason for using the derogatory term towards Mexicans and how it could in any way be justified and what was the context of it. And my answer was basically that he regretted it and was very sorry for using it.
Were you satisfied with the answer?
He didn't really explain it fully. He didn't give any reason because I guess there isn't any reason to use it, but it wasn't a full answer.
Were you nervous asking a tough question?
Yeah, my heart was pounding in my chest.
She pulled it off.
Well, as folks know, that comment went viral around the world, so it was a very, very timely question to ask. And were there other things that really stood out to you on the trip?
Our debates got heated because we were talking about hot topics such as same-sex marriage and marijuana and EPA pollution. The same-sex marriage discussions got heated definitely because people are so staunch on their opinions on both sides.
I'm Marlena Erickson, and during one of the nights we had a mock Congress kind of simulation, and first we broke up into little groups and we got to like discuss bills that Congress is actually discussing now, and then we voted on them and then decided to pass them on to the bigger Congress, and we all got together, I think it was like 140 of us, and we had a debate over these bills, such as like drug testing, people on welfare, and marriage equality. And it got really heated, but it was a really good exposure to like what Congress actually goes through. So it was really cool.
And what did you pass? Which ones did you pass? Which ones did you not pass? Or were there too many to list?
We only discussed two, and that was drug testing, welfare recipients, and marriage equality. And we passed both of them.
So passed one to require drug testing for?
Yes. Yes.
And the marriage equality was?
The same-sex couples would be recognized on a federal level as a couple, but not by their state. So they would get the same benefits as couples throughout the nation, but not in their own state.
And then it would be up to the states to decide. Yeah. What was your favorite part of the trip, Marlena?
Everything. I don't know if I could choose a favorite part. Maybe walking around the Supreme Court and the Library of Congress.
So what would you guys say to younger students?
Definitely everyone should go. It opened my mind up a lot to the world of politics and government. I'm actually considering studying political science in college now. So we'll see.
Sounds like you and Fran have some of the same thoughts on that. Fran, you're ready to be a reporter now? Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe.
We actually spent time, and I don't know if it was probably necessarily the highlight for the kids. I really enjoyed it. One of the beat reporters for Politico. We spent an hour with him on our Capitol Hill day, and that was very interesting hearing. He's an insider. I mean, he has a lot of scoops and things like that, so that was neat to see. You know, as they say, everybody should, it's something that kids should really consider going on, and we wouldn't be able to do this without the community's help to get there. I mean, I think it was about 4 years ago, we almost lost the close-up program. It was something the board was considering saying we're not going to do anymore just because of the cost involved. And students fought, parents fought hard to keep the program. As it is, we only get to go every other year. But it is, I see kids, I've taken three groups, you know, almost 100 kids total, and the three times I've gone. And I see kids come back every time they go with their eyes open to a bigger world than just Petersburg or Alaska. Their roommates are people from all around the country.
Right, that's something to make clear is that it's not just Petersburg. There's different sessions, and each school joins many other schools doing the same thing.
Exactly. You know, we had kids from Montana, North Dakota, Colorado, and other Alaskan kids in our hotel. So they have a roommate from Petersburg, but also have roommates from other places in the country. And so they get to hear, you know, a different voice, a different perspective on things, which, you know, we're losing in our country. Perspectives, as we're getting so staunch in our perspectives, that we fail to listen to other viewpoints. And it's something that I hope this generation can do better than my generation. My generation tends to just dig their heels in, and hopefully we can see political discourse become something that people are proud of instead of just the animus that's out there anymore. So I was proud of these guys. We had a great trip.